Now, what you know about it?
Hello, and welcome along to the New Music Podcast by Seaside Sessions. Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Adam Tinian. I'm joined here by the magnificent Bobby C. Bobby C. from Chroma. Thanks for joining us, Bobby. Thank you for coming along. Recently appeared in session, of course, with the Seaside Sessions videos, which, of course, the podcast, for any new listeners out there, we record the podcast here in conjunction with the Seaside Sessions videos, which go on our social media pages pretty much every day. We just sort of finished your run just before Christmas, I think, the three songs that you did
exactly.
with us.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And, of course, as I mentioned, if anybody listened to our last podcast, I'm a huge hip-hop fan, and so I've been really looking forward to getting you in and having a real good chat about a couple of your tracks today. So
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So usual format, guys, we're going to talk about Bobby's songs. We've got four tracks to talk about, and then we're going to finish up with a five-minute song challenge, which I'm really looking forward to as well. So we're going to delve straight in. So first track, Bobby, if you would, OTL.
OTL.
Tell us about it. How did the lyrics come about? Tell us what it means. And
basically, OTL stands for On the Lookout. And the whole hook of the song is basically like about, you know, growing up and always being on the lookout and just always having, you know, like looking over your shoulders and being careful, being wary. And not like to say that we were in a place where we couldn't be comfortable or a place where we couldn't feel safe, but it's just like being around so much stuff when you're young and being around so many different people in different contexts, you just had to know what to look out for. And so even if we were young, we were supposed to be kids and innocent, like there was a lot of stuff we were already aware of, so there really wasn't any time to not be looking over our shoulders. So that was kind of set the tone for the track. And when I got the beat from Freddie K, my man, who produces for us, I got the beat, and it was really really uplifting, really motivational as well. So it's just one of those songs like that kind of hit me like from the start, and I got the kind of concept and idea. So from there, it was just a matter of finding the words that kind of put it into shape as well, and just kind of staying true to that idea of, like, you know, uplifting, upbeat, kind of revolutionary as well. Like, we're kind of about that vibe of like making you want to stand up a bit. So
cool, man. That's excellent. I was gonna say, so I mean, not that you're particularly old yourself, like, but like is that, do you draw on experiences from when you were really young? Is that kind of what, like, on the lookout when you're a kid, is that
part of
your songwriting process?
Quite a bit, actually, because I tell a lot of people, like, there's not much that I have to complain about right now. Like, I'm actually living well, and like I'm providing for myself, and yeah, I'm really on a better note than I've ever been. But it's just that, like, yeah, when you're a writer, you can grab influence by a bunch of different things. And for myself, it's like, it's always been a lot deeper than just making music. Like, it's been a real therapeutic kind of thing, in the sense of, like, you can't always talk to people, period. Like, whether it's your family or a therapist, whoever, like, you just don't want to talk sometimes. And sometimes, like, there's no real words to communicate. Although, like, my lyrics are basically words, it's like, when you connect with music like that, you can really revisit all the stuff in your life that you don't want to necessarily face in this reality. So at the same time, it was a really good escape for me to, like, use my music to go back into memories and to, like, go back into a lot of stuff that wasn't resolved still. So a lot of my raps and a lot of my stories are based on things that I don't really tell people, but that I am, like, I'm going through, that I've gone through. And so, yeah, it's kind of like the deeper picture, if you want to get it like that. So it's like I kind of appear or come across a certain way, and my music basically gives you the deeper element as to why I am like this. So in the present, in the past, in the future as well. So basically a whole time scale that's basically just bunched up into one single ball
of
energy. So yeah.
I like it, cool. And I should say as well, I didn't really kind of intro you properly saying about you. Obviously, you're part of Chroma Collective, or Chroma Collective is the name of the band.
Yeah, exactly.
And you mentioned Freddie there. Is that so? So tell me about the band for a second.
Chroma Collective is like, it's a really interesting group of people, because people are like, oh, Chroma Collective, but like we only see Bobby or we only see Freddie on the beats. And it's like, basically, originally, it wasn't supposed to be like just a band. It wasn't supposed to be limited to just like a certain amount of people who were performing. It was more like Chroma, more importantly than a name or a group, it was more of like a state of mind that we developed. Like, so we developed like this philosophy where I found myself with my friends and, you know, like friends who became family, basically. And we were talking about how we saw the world, and like at the same time, the way we want to show people the world that we see is really important if we want to show people how we see it. So from there, we kind of went into the idea of, okay, you know, we have all these people who are really creative. Like, how do we really like embody our vision? And our embodiment of our vision was black and white image. So basically, we only use black and white, everything in monochrome. And that's obviously from personal influences as well. But it's like that really portrayed that the way we were seeing the world was monochromatic. So we were not seeing the world in color. But obviously, because we're a group of people where we're all from different backgrounds, different countries, different origins, people look at us and they see different colors, they see different ethnicities, they see different backgrounds, different origins, and they see all of that. Whereas it's not something that we would see when we look at people because of our experience and all that. So the way people saw us was in a chromatic way. And so basically that idea of color was attached to us, but not because we chose it, because it's assigned to us, basically. So that idea of like, okay, we are a lot of different people of different colors and a lot of different people of different backgrounds and all these things, like, people are going to see us as chromatic, even though we don't see the world as chromatic. So that's basically the whole origin of the name. Okay. And then like from there, yeah, we got around as many people who believed in that, basically. So like, you know, people who DJ, who wanted to come and DJ at a party, you know, my housemates who wanted to rap as well, you know, come and do a few featurings here and there, and then just come to shows with me and hype me up on stage.
Excellent.
And my best friend, like Fredo, who's really talented musician, who's producing all of our music. Not only producing, he's producing, mixing, and mastering. So Basically, he's the man behind the scenes. Someone really knows, but like, He's making it happen, basically. So
fantastic,
yeah.
Man. Cool. All right, well, let's give the first track a listen. So this is OTL, On the Lookout.
I was in a lonely space.
Mom?
I was in a lonely space. Said it was my only place. Keep running. So I kept an eye on the lookout. Staying out of deep when my homies told me look out. I was in a lonely space. Said it was my only place. Keep running. So I kept an eye on the lookout. Staying out of deep when my homies told me look out.
So many memories, I don't know what's real and what is not. So what you see in me, I bet it isn't what you thought. But I could paint you pretty pictures with my scriptures. Crossing boundaries, I kept on looking for the mixtures. You've been bragging about your risk game. Why until that bitch came? Take it all for granted, now you saying that you miss fame. Meanwhile, I've been steady plotting for your spot. Drinking holy water, heaven flows is what I drop. Enlightened, I ain't even been to church in a minute. I'm fighting off the devil and it hurts to admit it. Homie, pull up in the Civic, take my ass to the show. Dreaming of the other side, but they're the grass that didn't grow. Now wait a minute, I'ma tell them how it go. Young and talented wasn't enough, they wanted more. But a kid like me is just ahead of their time. And if they spit like me, then that's repetitive rhyme. So get the memo, Bobby killing any instrumental. Feel the fire burning inside me just like a kettle. Always gonna be a rebel, cause it is what it seems. If you sleeping on the kid, then let me interrupt your dreams. Never napping, if that happened, I'm really slacking. Way that I be living, leave you amateurs gasping. Reaching for some oxygen, my paper trails are off the beaten track. Thoughts be floating everywhere, you couldn't box me in.
I was in a lonely space, said it was my only place, keep running. So I kept an eye on the lookout, staying out of deep, but my homies told me look out. I was in a lonely space, said it was my only place, keep running. So I kept an eye on the lookout, staying out of deep, but my homies told me look out.
I see some shit that a little kid should never see. Southern but not Tennessee, family sipping Hennessy. Pistol to an enemy, that shit's not offending me. For the preacher, but the music is the remedy. I put the soul in the bars, the scars are showing up. I used to dream about freedom, but now I'm growing up. My friends are throwing up, I started coming up. The tiny tail is long, so I guess it's here, it's summing up. I get it, we got it, my hand was really got it. My father told me to fight the feeling, and then I fought it. I do this for my peers who ain't coming back. When I stumble on that beat, you fumble like a running back. I get it, we got it, my hand was really got it. My father told me to fight the feeling, and then I fought it. I do this for my peers who ain't coming back. When I stumble on that beat, you fumble like a running back.
I was in a lonely space, said it was my only place, keep running. So I kept an eye on the lookout, staying out of deep, but my homies told me look out. I was in a lonely space, said it was my only place, keep running. So I kept an eye on the lookout, staying out of deep, but my homies told me look out.
Okay, so that was On the Lookout. So On the Lookout from when you're young, Bobby. So in case listeners haven't kind of picked up, Bobby's not from these shores.
Yeah, not exactly.
So you were young, you were growing up in, did you say you were growing up in New York? Is that what you told me before? But you've also got family in Florida?
Yeah, it's a tricky story. Like, my family's from all over the United States, and I was born and raised between New York and New Jersey until I was about 9 or 10. Then had a few trips there and back, like, but basically... from that age, my dad, with his job, wanted to move away. So basically, We moved to Europe, to the south of France, near Marseille. And I grew up there for, I think, about 10 years. And basically, my whole life was between, not in the sense that I went back and forth between the States and there, because I wouldn't go back to the States often from the moment I moved back to France. But it's like I was raised in an American household in a foreign country. So a lot of the values, a lot of the, you know, mentality that I have and the way I speak, the way I, you know, behave, a lot of it has to do with how I was raised by an American family, but at the same time with a completely different environment around us. So I'm originally from, I was born in New York, raised in New York, New Jersey. My family's from all over the States, like I said. So I have a really big family as well. So a lot of really different people. Yeah, I have something like, yeah, all my cousins, like more 20 of them, like we just like, we are all super different from different families, but at the same time, we have a really good core element to my family. And I was just there visiting, and it's like a really strong bond between everyone, even though everyone's doing different things. And that's one great thing that like my family really taught me is work ethic. Like, so my dad coming from like a really big working class family, like really ingrained all these values into us of like working and like, you know, putting in all this work. And like, so growing up in France, like, there were all these values that were kind of being put onto me, but like I was looking around and it didn't always fit because it was a different country, different kids, different, you know, ways of thinking. But yeah, I think that kind of difference that I felt from being kind of the outsider kind of put me on the inside, if that makes any sense. So like being the outsider and having this different state of mind, like being able to adapt and then be the outsider from within, you know, my group of friends that I still have, like, yeah, so I was able to integrate the community by being different, which is kind of strange, but I really embraced that, and that was something I really learned. And so just moving forward, like, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, where home is and, like, where am I from? So it's, like, there is real no, like, answer to that, because it's, like, when you've been, you know, out and about and you've been on the move, like, you don't really have a sense of, like, oh, I'm from here, you know? So it's, like, I'm from my family, and I'm here now in the UK studying, you know, I'm 19 years of age, so I'm still in university. Yeah, just working on the side.
Yeah, of course.
Doing my thing, and basically, yeah, just making my life happen, really, like, in a different country once again.
Plenty of
just
different experiences to give you plenty of influences in your music, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, being in different places, listening to different music, being around different people, that's the main thing. I think just the opportunity that I had to be around so many different people was such a blessing, because it really gave me the opportunity to see things that I would never see for myself if I were to be in one single place.
So tell me about the next track then, Bobby, Underground.
The next track, Underground. So basically, I've been talking with my buddy Freddie a lot about it recently. It's like the idea of like where we are, where we've come from, where we're going. And where we are right now is the underground. Like, we're basically making a lot of music, you know, creating a lot of content. Content that people don't necessarily see, people aren't aware of, like, you know, we don't have necessarily a huge reach either. So it's like, at this point, you know, we're really focusing on, like, you know, doing what we're doing, not focusing on getting it on the scene or taking it away from the scene. You know, it just so happens that we're kind of in a gray area where people can't really see what we're doing right now, so we're kind of moving in silence but still kind of being heard. And the whole idea of this track was where we are right now. And in some of the lyrics, like, I started out saying, like, I dream of 5 stars plus, you know, like, so we're dreaming of, like, certain things, and we're dreaming of a certain goal that we want to achieve. But, and then just all of that is almost not relevant to where we are right now. So that's the whole idea of the hook as well. Like, chroma coming up through the underground, it don't really matter how it sound. Like, it doesn't really matter what's going on right now, you know, like, in a sense of, like, if we're getting there, if we're getting towards our goals, if we're falling back into our old ways, like, as long as we're doing what we're doing right now and we're moving in silence and we're still moving, like, that's good. So the whole idea of that track was kind of like, okay, we are in a position where we're not necessarily being heard and seen by everyone, but we're still making enough noise to keep on moving. So we just got to keep on moving. So,
I like it. I like it. Nice one. Okay, let's give it a listen.
I always tried to hide from the negative. I dream of 5 stars plus. Ain't no love for the city when you've been at Starbucks. The kid's got some skills and some fine bars plus. He says he's got the attitude and even his dad approved. Heat the dust that we left you inside, there's no trace. Kids went to trial, gun on the side, there's no case. No bass but the shit that I'm sending you through the headphones. My dogs won't stop unless they think they feel the leg bone. You can send some lyrics but you can't take away content. This stuff could make us some money, it's not like I'm gonna count it. A young prophet who don't wanna supply the socket, so stop it. Chroma in the galaxy like a rocket, the topic of discussion. Half my homies live in vain and just don't see the repercussions.
repercussions. I'm not the only bad egg, I'm like a fucking dozen. Presidents play games on the throne, so where's the fucking dungeon? I think we onto something. Hold this, probably like they know this. Don't act like you do this. Yeah, you know we use this, don't lose this. It don't even really matter how it sound. Promo coming up through the underground. It don't even really matter how it sound. Promo coming up through the underground. Pardon my periodical prosperity. Your big words, they scaring me, and that's why you're fearing me. I could spit this loud, I could spit this slow. It could rain outside and you gon' watch me grow. As I separate with bullshit holding me back, imagine me if Freddie hadn't told me to rap. If I was just another fucking hipster with the boycotts, I'd probably spend my whole life sending some little boy shots. I guess I just had to grow up quick and never ask too many questions when the grown-ups quit. Enemies turn best friends turn to enemies. Elders told me life's a bitch, but that's not what she's telling me. Killers are the calendars, what watches are the mafia. Only thing I'm killing is time, be careful I'm watching you. So sick of pretentious people that play along just faking it. All them see the chance and I'm the only one that's taking it. I've seen it before, it brings tears to my eyes to see it again. So many emotions of mine and drew some line to fit them in. I'm past devotion, my hunger is what makes me function. My thoughts get written, not to get involved in corruption. As honest as it gets, and yet some people lie to me. They must be thinking that the devil lives inside of me. My heart beats like boom boom, once in a blue moon. My mom is still pregnant with me, I guess I just came too soon.
South France, I want to talk to you about hip-hop and just sort of your influences and how it kind of came about. And I didn't know that about you, that you lived in France for a bit. And the hip-hop scene in France is pretty massive, right?
It is, yeah.
And obviously New York as well. And
definitely.
How did it come about? How did you get into this sort of style of music? Why is this your thing, you know?
It's interesting. Like I said, I met a whole bunch of different people, got into a whole bunch of different styles of music. Originally, with my buddy Freddie, we weren't even doing rap music. We were doing jazz and bossa nova. So I'm a drummer and he's a guitarist. So we were just doing our thing. And when I was in France, like, the hip hop scene was really big. But one thing that I really got was, like, when I was kind of getting to the age where I was realizing what was being played on radio. Because, like, when you're really little, like, you don't really pay attention to things that are getting played on the radio in the car. You know, it's just kind of like, just like blank noise, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But basically, I came to the realization of what was being played on the radio. And, like, I wasn't that old. I must have been like 13 or 14. But yeah, like pretty late, like considering like a lot of artists in hip hop who start really young. But yeah. Yeah, like I was just basically like listening on the radio and I heard some US rap. It was like some Kendrick Lamar, some like Wiz Khalifa. It was some really commercial stuff, but something that really caught my ear. And from there, like, it was always in the back of my head, but nothing I really like tuned into. And from there, basically, I continued doing my jazz, my bossa nova, and I played a lot of instruments as a kid. Like, I was always self-taught besides, like, I took piano lessons when I was a kid, but, like, I taught myself guitar and drums, so it's, like, I was always, like, playing instruments and just being musical. But the whole lyrical side of things kind of came around when, like, we were doing our thing, but we were kind of trying to expand what we were doing, so kind of get more experimental in what we were doing. But instead of taking it in that same direction of the same genre, we just happened to be in school, and some kids just started doing, like, rap battles. Which we were like, yeah, we didn't really get. Like, we just went to go see one or two, and they were really bad. But yeah, and that kind of almost like made me say no to it. But basically what happened was we were in the studio one day. We were just doing our thing and we were trying to integrate vocals. And I'm not naturally a great singer. So it's like, he was like, do you want to sing? And I was like, no, like I won't sing, but I can try to write some stuff, maybe do a rap or two. And so, yeah, like, I'm glad he's not here to tell the story, but Fredo was with me and like, he tells me how quiet I was in the voice and like how really? Shy I went and like, yeah. And I was just super quiet. But basically, the story of my music and how it came out is that little voice getting louder and louder and louder until where I am right now. Okay. And yeah, like being in the south of France as an American musician was kind of weird as well. Like speaking lyrics that were really meaningful to me, but then nobody really understands. So
yeah,
like, you know,
yeah, of course.
Even my buddies back at home in France were like, yo, we dig the sound. We dig the music. I'm like, yo, that's great.
What about the lyrics?
But yeah, like that's one side of the music, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah,
there's
yeah.
this whole other side, which is kind of why like I didn't really feel like I could do my music to its full potential there. Cause like there wasn't necessarily like the audience for it in terms of what I look for in music, you know? So for somebody who looks for lyrics and songs, like I could realize like, wow, these people aren't listening to songs the way I am. So it only took like me coming here to feel like, okay, people understand everything I'm saying now. So sure. first of all, they're going to take it a lot more seriously. And second of all, like I can speak my mind and people will take that into consideration in listening to the song. So
yeah, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So there's no French hip hop in your catalog.
Actually there has been more and more over the years.
Do you speak lingo? Yeah.
Yeah. I do fluently, but it's like, I kind of got into it like from certain friends and like I had some buddies who rapped in French as well back in the day and like they would show me stuff here and there. And there's very few that I got into because like I studied the language so much. I studied like so much, well, not the French language, like the hip hop language. Mm-hmm. Like I studied so much of the lingo of how you pronounce things, how you bend words and this and that. And then somebody was like, there's a whole nother language doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to start from zero. So I was like, nah, yeah. like, there's no way. And yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, it was like, it was always interesting because it was always happening like alongside what we were doing. And I would kind of tune into it every now and then to see what was still happening. But I found a lot of resemblances, like especially in production between the US scene and the whole trap scene and French rap as well. So basically, yeah, looking at influences that French rap got and just really seeing how other artists were influenced by other styles and things like that. So I definitely learned something from it, even though it wasn't like a huge part of what I was doing. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. So third track you brought with us today. So Pretty Paradox. Tell me about this.
All right. Pretty Paradox is a tricky one. Of course, I work with people. So like I'm not alone in this music process. But the fact is that we work like long distance. So my friend Fredo is actually like at the moment in Holland and I'm here. So we do everything by correspondence. And when he sends me beats, like I get the beat, you know, I feel a certain way, write about it, you know, send him the idea. He's like, yes or no. I record it, send it to him. Basically, like we go back and forth. What's interesting about this one is that it happened on the spot. We were basically together in Amsterdam in October. And on the spot, we just, you know, came up with this beat and like, and came up with these lyrics. And it's just like, well, sonically, it sounds different to all of our other songs. And we don't really have a way of explaining it, but like a huge element of our music is like our fusional relationship in the sense that like, we really have amazing workflow in the sense that like, we don't really have to tell each other what's going on and we don't need to check in with each other while we're creating.
Okay.
So it's like the creation happens really naturally so that when he's done with the beat, that's the same time I'm done with the lyrics and we put them together and it clicks.
Yeah, that's great.
So we just happened to be in his apartment that night. Yeah, like we were just working on it. And like, he was like finishing the beat and I was like, yeah, I'm almost done with these lyrics. And then, yeah, it was basically like when we meet up, we don't really have to prove anything to each other because we speak like pretty much every day. But, he wants to show me that he's up to the level and he's ready to push it. And same for me.
Same for you. Yeah.
So in that,
it's a great relationship.
You know, yeah, definitely.
It really works.
Really pushing each other upwards, you know? And, in that sense, this song, like, I named it Pretty Paradox because of that second verse that I wrote. And I listened to a song that really inspired me called P's and Q's by Mick Jenkins. And it's the whole use of plosive sounds in your rap and really pushing the language barrier. So basically, like, with that, I took that into consideration and I really was strongly influenced by that song. And I wrote the second verse and basically showing Fredo that I would reach like this level of like I can play around with my words now. And so the whole idea of like P's coming back. So a pretty paradox. I skipped the parade and went to paradise. Like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that, just coming back and forth and like, Yeah, basically just lyrical exercise, because that's all it is at the end of the day. It's a lot of practice, a lot of exercise, and it's like basically like a drill. So when it came time for me to deliver, like on the spot with Freddo,
yeah,
I just delivered and did my drill. So yeah.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, let's give this one a listen.
Now what you know about a cold-hearted feeling? Gold on the ceiling, souls undefeated, cause the chroma got the meaning, oh. Mamma mia, I hope nobody see us out on the avenida. I know you wanna be us, but cut the BS. I feel it when you lying, see through the shades. I can feel it when you crying, the bars are so rotational. You see a kid caught in the spiral and you say it's motivational. Man, fuck the motive, all I really care for is the process. Never calling bullshit cause I know that stuff is nonsense. But who am I to say? I'm busy putting in the work, don't see the light of day. We take your side away this quick, Bobby just a misfit. Ask yourself what goes into the bars when I write this shit. Man, I'm so creative with the lyrics. I'd rather try to speak the truth and reach your spirit. Oh, there we go again, I don't wanna hear it. Trust me, I know better than to fear it, cause I gotta interfere with the frequency. I've been riding bars more consistent than a sequence beat. So you better go and check it on your TV. You know about a cold-hearted feeling, gold on the ceiling, souls undefeated, cause the chroma got the meaning, oh. Mamma mia, I hope nobody see us out on the avenida, I know you wanna be us. Cold-hearted feeling, gold on the ceiling, souls undefeated, cause the chroma got the meaning, oh. Mamma mia, I hope nobody see us out on the avenida, I know you wanna be us. Pretty paradox, I skipped the parade and went to paradise. Imprecise like I'm perplexed, pardon me if my presence is imperfect. I'm practicing for effect, put my guard up just because I protect a young cadet who's been paying his dues with no accounting. You told him take a hike and now he's climbing up the mountain, persistent with no pity for pettiness in your foes. He's steady missing the tools, ready for skipping school. I said he was never cool, don't look surprised and shit. Know who you're rising with and watch the plot get thicker than a snicker when I maneuver. Word up on the street that Bobby's killing every room. Now what you know about a cold-hearted feeling? Gold on the ceiling, souls undefeated, cause the chroma got the meaning, oh. Mamma mia, I hope nobody see us out on the avenida, I know you wanna be us. Cold-hearted feeling, gold on the ceiling, souls undefeated, cause the chroma got the meaning, oh. Mamma mia, I hope nobody see us out on the avenida, I know you wanna be us. I don't even really wanna know, wanna know how we go, like I don't even really wanna know, really wanna know how we go now. Put it on my name, shit isn't the same. Moment that I chose to step into the game, man. Don't mention my name, shit is all the same. Way that I be living, man, I swear it never changed.
So listeners from last week, you may have heard our top 20 rundown, and the fifth track, or rather we did it. We chose a number one track. The four of us chose a number one track each, and then we also chose our 5, 4, 3, and 2. And in my 5, 4, 3, and 2, in that kind of group, was Blue Moon, the song you brought to us now, Bobby. So this is the only one of these four songs that you performed for Seaside Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I think it's amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a really deep one for us. Yeah, every now and then, like, I joke about it with my housemates, but like, we'll be sitting in the living room and like, I'll get a message from Freddo saying, oh, I sent you a beat. And like, the whole house kind of freezes for a second. Everybody's like, okay. Everybody sits down, open the laptop, download what he sent me, and like, we'll play it. And a lot of the times, like, we look at it in terms of like, what's technically been accomplished. So in terms of technique and what he did, like, it was sounding good or sounding like this and that. But every now and then, like, he sends me a beat, and it's just like one of those things where I have such a personal relationship and intimate relationship with music that like every now and then I'll get a track that will completely move me, like really just like paralyze me for a second. And like, it's not a state that I normally get into, because I normally, you know, stand solid and really like, you know, I don't let this kind of like emotional stuff get in the way. But every now and then, like, this like type of beat will come through, and it's like literally like the extra dose of music that literally touches my soul. Like, so it's like when he sent me that beat, like, I was just, yeah, it almost got me really depressed. Like, I was like so into my feelings, like, I was like, whoa. Like, and that's why, like, I feel like he's such an accomplished musician, because like, he really finds a way to like to translate certain things and like to really like, you know, like nobody like can make me cry, like only music. And when my friend who I'm making music with can send me something that really moves me, like that's just something that's beyond me and something that's just, yeah, that I'm super grateful for. So he sent me that track and I kind of sat down with it. And like I said, like I have a lot of influences in how I write, and especially a lot of revisiting of stuff that wasn't resolved. And that song in particular, like it really had a lot to do with my upbringing and like my adolescent kind of years, like where I was living. And the first thing that came when I started writing those lyrics was the "Oh Mama" part. I've been putting in the time. And basically, I've always had this thing of like, deep down, I know I don't want to please people, but the only two people that I was really trying to please were my parents. And, you know, like throughout certain parts of my childhood, especially my mom, because we were really tight, like we were really like best friends, like, you know, in the way
I guess
we were
when
living,
you're traveling,
like,
a lot, you know, you kind of, you come like, yeah, close bond.
Definitely. And like it was the type of vibe where like, you know, like she would call me up, like, and I'd be in school and she'd be like, "Yo, let's go to the skate park," and we'd go and skate the skate park together. Nice. You know, stuff like that. And I've always felt like I've had a lot to prove to her and like to show her that she did well, like raising me, and that, you know, like I'm gonna make her proud. And so like almost like, you know, I know mothers are really fearful for their children no matter what. And I just, this song was kind of me reassuring my mom, saying, you know, like I've been putting in the time, like I don't even want to lie. Like, and it's like kind of interesting because that whole sense of time is kind of warped in this, because it's like I'm referring to past stuff, but at the same time has a lot to do with how I'm feeling now. So in this present moment, like how I'm feeling about all the stuff that I've been through with my mom, all the memories that I'm revisiting as well, you know, like, and some really real elements as well. Like, you know, some of my friends have asked me about them and said, "Oh, you know, this part's really deep and this and that," which I can't really go into detail for all of them, but it's a lot of imagery, a lot of, you know, metaphors, and just basically vehicling all of this, you know, precedent kind of previous things into one single form. And with this track, yeah, like I just really put it all out there, and it's probably one of my favorites for that reason, because it really brought out the best in me, I think, in that sense. Like it made me get real with myself, real with my creative self as well. And it, this wasn't just lyrical exercise, you know, as opposed to the other one. This was really like, this was really meaningful and really impactful, which is why I took it so seriously in my writing. And yeah, I think it just, I reached like a certain level of like accomplishment, in the sense that like for the first time, like I can really make my feelings like visible, like through a song, and really translate my creative process. So that song, yeah, like I can't necessarily go into all the detail, but it's super deep, beyond words for me and Fredo and everybody who's worked alongside. And yeah, everyone feels like the vibrations from it just as strong.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, we're going to give that a listen, and then when we come back, listeners, as usual, we're going to finish up this episode today with Bobby's 5-minute song challenge. So let's give Bloomin' a listen, and we'll be back in a minute.
Do it.
You've been dreaming of the Gucci, I've been throwing kicks like Bruce Lee, you can never get there. Boss so juicy, you don't wanna slip on the floor, then I recommend you step back. You want that moolah, pray hallelujah till I see the beach in Aruba. So hypothetical, thinking critical, dream of the crown but no ruler. Oh, you wanna test now? You should feel blessed now. I'm about to blow up the industry, I know why you people stressed out. Always been skeptical, not hypothetical, most of y'all don't have the attitude. We on the pedestal, so unforgettable, man, I ain't even that mad at you.
Put it in, babe. Why you look mad? I've been living ain't the way I always have. Put it in the bag. Why you looking mad? Don't get out in your feelings, dog. Say, bitch, you can call me the man. Oh, mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh, mama, I don't even wanna lie. Oh, mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh, mama, I've been putting in the time.
Real talk, I was running through the back street, shotgun in the glove box at the back seat. That seems like quite a bit of shit you gotta let out. 14, I was so cold when I would head out. Uncles had to let out, I would need the bread out. All I ever told myself was that I had to get out. And ever since, I've been planning the escape. Mama, you my hero, but you never wore a cape. So much shit has gotten me confused. Music doing damage, no abuse. I've been laying back and getting loose. Lick a few more golden than the goose. Topics I would never even introduce would probably get my face up in the news. I don't even really give a damn, I done come a long way. I'm just not the same young man that was in the wrong way. Homies call me for
me like fam. No, it's been a long day. Look into me like you don't understand. Bitch, I'm the man, get with the plan. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh mama, I don't even wanna lie. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time.
So conflicted, I ain't even pick it. I just sat with myself for a minute. I'm cooking for grandma, so pass me the skillet. I'm trapped in the void, I don't know how to feel it. Lately, I'm all in my feelings and not into readings. I just need a second to think. I never liked a repeater to fight in the street. I'm a captain, my boat never sink. I'm just trying to fit it in my backpack. You can have that, cause you know how I do my thing. I've been living life like a flashback. Matter of fact, that isn't how I wanna do my thing. Better yet, no more bling, straight up style. Man, I've been running wild. Watch this evolution of a lonely child. Boom, boom, bow down. You can tie my two shoes right now. We've been going vroom, vroom right now. Feel just like a blue moon right now. I've been living life another way. It don't really matter what they say. We was in the backyard, you was with the flashcards. Growing up a kid, just couldn't play. Thank God my mama used to pray, no way.
Oh mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh mama, I don't even wanna lie. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time.
All right then, ladies and gents, here we are back again, the 5-minute song challenge with Bobby C.
Yes, sir.
Right, so this is yours. The floor is yours. Take over when you're ready, buddy.
All right, I'm good.
I'm growing old and I ain't ever going back. Imagine reading through the lines and moving forward knowing that everything isn't even meant to last. Filled with so much hate that I nearly bent the glass. Man, I swear I went to class, came back late. Homies backstage, only 19, but I could travel in the past. Wait, my last fate wasn't what I expected. A legend reincarnated, so respected. Always was reflective, translating the message. Born with the upper hand, but never had the leverage. But my homie steady sipping on the beverage. I was too eclectic, flows almost electric. Going through the votes like a robber's playing hectic. From an endangered species, I never was protected. Feeling like the man, all I needed was some headspace. Drifting in the parking lot, you thought it was a Fed chase.
Oh yes, very nice, very nice. I love it, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Bobby. Thank you, and thank you for appearing on the podcast. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for telling us about you. Thank you for that amazing 5-minute song challenge.
Thank you very much.
I've got to say, that's going to be hard to beat. Lyrically, that's going to be hard to beat for people coming on in the future.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys, thanks for joining us today. Don't forget, do all the right things. Give us the ratings on iTunes and give us a subscribe and all that sort of jazz. And we'll catch you next time.